Well, I mentioned this morning that this is Missions Focus Sunday, and usually we have a video clip to show or something like that because we want to take some time to just focus on our burden, our passion, our desire to reach our world. But we didn't do that this week because it is a great privilege today to have some missionary guests with us. Peter and Jana Kozik from the Czech Republic. And it's been a while since we've talked about the story, so I don't remember all the details, but I remember that is where they're from. They're from the Czech Republic. And they came to the United States to build a life here. And after they began building a life here, God says, I want you to go back home and reach people for Jesus. And so they went back home to the Czech Republic. And it's been 4 or 5 years, something like that, since they've been with us. But when they came and they shared their vision, they shared their burden and their passion to reach their own people back home, we said, we want to be partners with you. And so we've been supporting them every single month since they went. And so I'm going to ask Peter and Jana to come, please. Or Peter, come if you want Jana to come, however you want to do that. And they're going to take the next little bit to share with us what they've been doing in the process. I think they've got some things to share from God's Word. And like I said, by the time we get to the end of our service today, we're going to take an offering for them. And I already mentioned it, but I don't ever hesitate to challenge you to give generously and sacrificially to our missionaries. Because God's doing a great work in and through them. Peter, it's so good to have you with us today.
Thank you. Good morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It is an awesome blessing to be with you, sisters and brothers, in Marian Oaks Assembly. Praise the Lord. Like Pastor said, 5 years ago, we came first time, and when we became full-time missionaries appointed, and he gave us opportunity, and ever since, you guys, you are part of it. Many of you cannot go to Czech Republic, but if you cannot go, you are there with us. Amen? Thank you, Lord. So thank you, Pastor Tim, for allowing us to come. It was incredible. And like Pastor mentioned, we were born in a country that doesn't exist no more. Czechoslovakia. Now, in these days, it's a Czech Republic and Slovakia. My wife Jana and I, we are Slovaks. I always joking, you know, Slovaks, they have a blue blood, you know. But that's a joke. So I would like to share a beautiful word today. It's Isaiah 55 and verse 6 and 9. It's a beautiful word. So Isaiah 55 verse 6 and 9. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Many of us, we were pardoned. Amen? He's awesome. But now, verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Woo! And verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen? That's awesome. Because, like Pastor mentioned, you remember those years, 1989, when was that former Soviet Union, Russia, those blocs countries, they were sealed. Communist socialist regime. But 89, Gorbachev and Reagan, they came together. And you remember, the Berlin Wall fell down. And it was at that time. I was 33 years old. I was thinking, if I will not depart from this corrupt, communist, socialist country, then when? So, therefore, it was March 28, 1990. We took only two luggages, and we went, and we came to United States with the three girls, 9, 7, and 6 years old. We came, if some of you know, Southwest Florida, Punta Gorda, is a Charlotte County. So we came there, a little small trailer, and we lived there. And as I said, I had all kinds of thinking and ideas and insight. You know, this is the land of opportunity, and fried chicken flying from the sky. So I was waiting. And then I said, what are you waiting for? Get the job. Yes, sir. So I get a job, and I was working on an orange grove in DeSoto County, Arcadia. A lot of oranges, huge groves, and it was there when I was listening to Moody Bible Institute Radio, 101.5 WKES from St. Petersburg. And Charles Stanley, he was always challenging me, if you never confess Jesus with your mouth, you need to be born again. You are not Christians. And well, I grew up in very religious background, Lutheran. So my mom told me I was baptized. Then I was confirmed as an eighth grader. So what he's talking about Jesus, I need to confess. But my brothers and sisters, on August 1991, I followed Charles Stanley. I prayed a prayer of salvation, and I was transformed. It was awesome. It was awesome. And a couple of years later, God has a different plans for me. So that's why I was reading this. His ways are not our ways. And His thinking is not our. Because our thinking, our hearts are not good, corrupt. To be honest, in Jeremiah we can read it, very corrupt, not good. So, Czech Republic. Many of you asking, we have some PowerPoints there. I don't see it. What is the Czech Republic? If somebody asks you, it is right in the heart of Europe. It should be a picture about what is the map. Okay, awesome. And right in the center, and you know, the capital is Prague. Prague has a 1.5 million population. And if you go to other picture, the Prague is showing there. It's a beautiful, beautiful city. It's a lot of history. But now listen. In the Czech Republic, is only 0.04 Pentecostal believers, Jesus lovers like you and I. Not 0.4. 0.04. Czech Republic is the most secular country in all Europe. When they split 1993, Slovaks and Czechs, Slovaks, they went like more conservative. But Czechs, they are way there. Whatever for the sake of tolerance. So they need Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's why we are there. And you guys, we thank you for your support. It's another picture. The city, when I was praying where God wants us to be and to have, is the city of Jihlava. J-I-H-L-A-V-A. It's a 51,000 population. It's a beautiful city. Also has a huge history about Christianity. But people are very, very secular. So when 2014, we were itinerating, and it was one Sunday afternoon, we went home from Glad Tidings in St. Petersburg. And I was giving my testimony about how I thought, before Christ, I was the best father, best man, hardworking. But when God touched me and His Holy Spirit was speaking to me, He said, Peter, you have a problem. You need to work on that. So I was telling my testimony, and pastor came to me. He said, Brother Peter, this is awesome testimony. This need to hear brothers in Czech Republic also. And that time Lord spoke to me, you need to start ministry for men. Because we were already in a Czech Republic for 2 years, 2011 and 13, as an amaze. So I knew they don't have any ministry for men. And it was so close to my heart. Because how I had to be changed. And I'm still working on it. Help me, Jesus. I'm still progress. Oh, I'm far from perfect. So, and I asked Jana, did God spoke to you? She said, yes. So I asked her, what? And we knew we're going to come there. But then my flesh tells me, well, but they don't have a man for ministry yet. And, you know, when I was there, nobody interested. I said, are you going to do it, son, or not? Yes, sir. So we came there, and we came to Jihlava. And I just plugged in a local church. It was a small local church. And can you believe it? their little church was right in the middle of a dispute. First and second pastor. Not good. But I tell you, God knew what he was doing. Because those brothers from Yehlava, they were praying for somebody. And that was, we were the answers of those prayers. Thank you, Jesus. So we preach the word, and we have a great advantage. I didn't have to go to language school. One time what happened, you know, we are Slovaks, and we ministering in Czech Republic, and I opened the Czech Fire Bible, and I was reading Czech, and the pastor told me after service, Peter, you know what? You better speak Slovakian, that's all right, man, because your Czech doesn't sound good. And ever since I spoke Slovakian, I never had problem, never. We are brothers, Slovaks and Czechs. This is not like country used to, you remember Yugoslavia? There was a war, Kosovo, Serbia, Croatia, Slovenia, but the Slovaks and Czechs, they split friendly. They sit down, they said, we don't want to be together no more. 1993. So we went there, and I start making some phone calls, encouraging pastors, brothers in the churches. Come on, guys, we need to stand up for our family. If we will not stand for our, who's going to do it? Pastor? Are you kidding me? You are responsible. We need to be the priests in the households. We need to stand for the family. We need to guard, guide, and govern our families. Loving way, like the word tells us. Encourage our sons and daughters. Be in their lives. Come on, brothers. Well, I don't know. So it was kind of skeptical, but later on, God used it, and little by little, they catch that vision. So it was 2015. Awesome. South Moravia, the presbyter, he caught that vision first. So we had a first men's conference in the section of South Moravia. 100 brothers came. Hallelujah! Never before. The year later, 2017, North Moravian presbyter, almost on the Poland borders, he also, so 110 men came. It was awesome. Thank you, Jesus. But this year, March 18, 2018, 310 men, because it was nationwide, and it was even superintendent, all the presbyters came, and the first time ever, it should be pictures there. It should be pictures there. It's a picture about the conference. Yes. Yes, it's a beautiful how they came. This is the first one, the South Moravian. This is the countrywide, 310 men. That's a superintendent. Another picture? Yes. So never before. And brothers and sisters, God put on my heart also, this is a Maximize Manhood from Dr. Ed Cole. This is for men. So with your support, we translated to Czech language. So they got it. When I went, I was encouraging guys, you need to have a small groups in your churches. The conference, that's not it. It's only beginning. You need to meet together, be accountable to each other. Have a partner. Encourage and pray for each other. And they can have something in their hands in Czech. Because I tell you, families are under attacks. Anybody? Man, I mean, left and right, and we don't have a firm fathers, they're going to fall down. We need to have a man who is accountable, who is a godly man, who loves the family. If you have guys and brothers who really are firm spiritual leaders, you have good families, healthy. Then you have automatic healthy churches, and the church can influence community and around the world. Amen? Men. I have to say it. Men are irreplaceable. No way. There's no way. That's in the word. So it's awesome. So God was working on that. Thank you, Jesus. And then we had a meeting. It's another picture with a brother. And that one brother, his name is Victor. He was here when we came 5 years ago, that man, Victor Balash. And now he leading the men's ministry. He's assistant of superintendent. He caught that vision. He was here with you guys Wednesday. You took us for meal. He remember all the time. So he's going to be leading the men's ministry because you know what happened? You don't go to mission and do something and then you leave and everybody, oh, where is Peter? Everything's going to fall down. That's a wrong thing to do. You need to train somebody. When I leave, everything is working. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason we are there. Not like, oh, Peter and Jan are gone. Oh my God, what are we going to do now? No. We are gone. We are itinerating. They're doing fine. Victor already planned conference for next year. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to be there, but he will be there. Praise God. And then I came to the local church. It was in November 2015. And I said, Pastor, we need to have a men's group and start men's ministry. Men's ministry? What do you mean? Like, I mean, how many men we have here in the church? Like a 4 or 5? Who's going to come? You know, he's leading worship. And I said, don't do like that. We're going to be there every Tuesday, 7 p.m. And who's going to come will come. But I will be here tonight, you know, every Tuesday. So, it's another picture there. It was the last year we had like a, that's a leadership of the church. We start to work with these guys. They were the only ones. Yaroslav, Roman, and that elderly man, that's the senior pastor. And another guy, he's the future pastor on the left side, Václav. And a guy on the right side, second, his name is Yaroslav. And I'm going to talk about him a little bit. When he came first time, Yaroslav, he couldn't speak. And I told him to speak. He was in a bondage. He was so bound up in all kinds of spiritual things. He couldn't speak. And I told him, we prayed. We spent, he called me daddy. You know, like a spiritual, he doesn't have father. So he called me, are very 41 years old. And now when he does something in the church, I need to say, Yaro, watch it. He talks, man, too much. You know, watch it. Watch the clock. So it's awesome. And now he's the one who leads men's ministry. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And now Jana's going to share with you what she was doing.
Good morning. Before I start speaking about women ministry, during worship, God gave me vision. It was woman standing in front of the mirror. And she was looking in the mirror and she said, I'm not beautiful. I'm not smart very much. I'm not worthy of God's love because of what is happening and what happened in my life. And I didn't see her face, I just see her back, but I know she see herself in the mirror. And Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I form you in the womb, I know you. That's what the Lord wanted to say to the woman. And also, like you were in a worship saying, God is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He is with you. And you are perfect in His eyes because He made you. Amen. Peter was speaking about men, and I would like to speak to you about women ministry. I met many pastors' wives, and we become friends, and they trust me, and they ask me to speak on a women regional conference. They ask me to speak in a churches for women. And many times they give me some subject they want me to speak about. And sometimes they say whatever the Lord wants you to speak. And I always like to speak about our hearts. That our hearts needs to be free of bitterness, unforgiveness, But our heart needs to be full of the Jesus love. That's what I most on my heart. And when we were having conference in 2016, that time I was speaking about our heart. And five or six pastors' wife came forward on the end when I finished, and we were praying for women and leading them to unforgiveness. This is where Christian women. And after was lunch, and I was by myself 1.5 hour praying with women, praying to forgive the people who hurt them, who did something bad to them. Forgive people who say bad things about them, who curse them. Many women who forgive themselves. Some of the women even have to forgive God because they were blaming Him why He didn't guide them, guard them, and protect them from the people who hurt them. And some women, they were there to forgive in schools, forgiving banks, forgiving some buildings, some things, because they cheat them, because they were not honest with them. And you know, see those women after a year or 2 years again and see the difference in their posture, different in their faces. See, they can look at your eyes and speak to you before they were not able. And I want to encourage you today, if I'm sharing this and God is touching your heart and reveal to you that you have something still there that you need to give it to God, today is the time. Do not leave this church today. Same as you were came. If you have something and needs to be gone, needs to give it to Lord and say, Lord, I forgive my father for what he did to me. Or I forgive him my neighbor because he cursed me or he blamed me for something. Just do it. Just do it, please. And I was speaking, like I said, to different groups, women groups. Next picture. Also, like Peter started men ministry in a local church, I was also encouraging women to start women ministry. I say, ladies, let's just do once a month, just ladies together, word, worship, pray for each other, encourage each other. And maybe every other month, let's just do it for women from outside. For your friends who doesn't believe Jesus, for your neighbors, for co-workers, let's just do it. And they agree with that. We put a team together, and in 3 years, I was teaching them, leading them how to do it. And they invite friends who were unbelievers, and they were excited. We had topics like finances, how to raise children, about beauty, how to have makeup done, and so. And it was awesome to watch women who were unbelievers to see us in a church be normal women, having fun. It was awesome. And I met also, next picture is one woman there. Her name is Ilonka. And she was same way. When I met her, she has many walls around her. She never looked at my eyes. She never smiled. When she spoke to speak, she couldn't speak. She was all shaking. The words didn't come. She was totally close. And little by little, she was able to forgive, and be free all the past, all the hurts, all the curses. And now she's leading women. She's standing, she's sharing. Now, she's standing and she's preaching in a church. That's how is our God. That's how is He is working on our hearts and He's setting us free. And when we are free, We can serve him. We can worship him. We can do things with him. And many of the people in the church ask us about Thanksgiving. What is the Thanksgiving? And Peter, I say, let's just make Thanksgiving dinner. Everything, all of them for them. And we decorate the tables, is next picture. And I make huge turkey. I make many pies. And I ask women if they can make mashed potatoes and green beans and gravy and all those things. And after we met all together, and we explain them what is Thanksgiving about, we hold the hands and each of them say thank you to Lord for something that happened. After we had fellowship, a nice time. It was awesome to experience for them and also for us. It was a lot of work. After, one lady, his next picture name is Jana. She was pregnant with fifth child. And they never experienced baby shower. They don't do it. Baby shower. And we said, let's just do baby shower for her. We'll be surprised. I met her husband. He gave me addresses of her mom, her mother-in-law, sisters, her friends and co-workers. And we made beautiful baby shower for her. We were thinking, what are we going to buy for her? She has everything. But you know what? She had 4 children, 5th on the way, and she didn't have dryer. And we put money together, all the women, and Peter and I, we matched how much was missing, and we bought her dryer. This next picture, her and her husband standing in front of the dryer. And she was excited. After, another lady from church, her name is Zuzka, was planning to marry. We said, let's just make her bridal shower. Let them experience things. We had awesome time also. But why am I sharing these things? With Thanksgiving, with bridal shower, with baby shower, there were people there who didn't know Jesus, who never even were in the churches. And they were sitting there. And we have always little worship. We had prayer before a meal. We're sharing about Jesus. And it was so interesting. When they were leaving, they hugged me and they say, we felt so much peace here. So much peace. So much love. So much joy. We never knew the Christian can be like this. Zuzka is an oncology doctor. And she had many doctors, women doctors there who were unbelievers. They even said that. And I said, Lord, it was worth it, all this job and all these things to do for your glory. And now, amen. And now, some of these women coming to women meetings, some start coming to church. That's how it is. That's how I see. Thank you very much for listening to me about women. I want to encourage you, ladies. We can make difference. Amen? We can make difference. Be encouraged.
God is good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And another picture is, when we were there first time, 2011, they were kind of checking us, these 55 years old couple, what they going to do for us? But after a couple pastors apologized to us, I never knew how they were thinking, but they told me, Peter, when I saw your picture 2011, and when you are coming and Slovaks and, 56 years old, I was thinking, oh my God, you're going to have some problem here. But he said, I apologize to you, Peter. You guys, you are a blessing to us. Because we just are there to serve, not to change, but just be servants, be the hand of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when after a while they knew, you know, we are 39 years old, this year we're going to celebrate our wedding anniversary. So we could speak to their lives. We told them something, oh, Lord told me this. And families and lives were changed. They start to listen. They called us. They sent the messages, emails. What are you going to do? What would you do? Can we meet? It was incredible. So superintendent, he invited us. We did local churches. We came many times on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like merit seminars. That picture is, I think, still there. So it was a huge platform. We could there. We spent time one-on-one. They set aside. We could minister. We could mentor. And we could counsel. Lives change. Families change. Thank you, God, how He used that. And here's another picture. It's with one couple. His name is Vasek and Hanka. It was in the South Moravian Church, 2015, when I came and I was preaching. And on the end, I gave invitation. And two brothers and Vasek stood up and he received Jesus. And I mean, they were on a divorce, bad. But he received and he was totally changed. And ever since, we are so close now. Because you know what they do? Many times happen even to you. You know, somebody comes to you and they says, what would you do? And you tell them what you would do. Or what would you change? But they don't want to listen. They don't want to do it. But this couple, they always did what we told them. And now, I mean, he was on every men's conference. Incredible. I mean, he's so excited. Hanka, on the verge of divorce. I'm sick and tired of it. Now, they pray together. I mean, God is using him in that small local church. It's incredible how. And also, their daughters, now they can influence. Same thing. Marriage problems. Wherever you turn, it's a marriage problem. You know, many times guys, when they come and they start to talk to me about a problem, how their wife is messed up and what kind of, she's the problem. When I tell him, you need to change. You cannot change your wife. Are you God? No. So what are you talking about? You need to change, start changing, and you will see your wife is going to change too. Don't change her. Because I was there. I was changing Jana 17 years. I didn't succeed. 17 years. And I worked so hard. I said, man, you need to change. If you will not, I'm finished. And the Lord said to me, you need to change, Peter. Because you are the problem. That's why I say to my brothers, guys, we need to stand up. Take a responsibility for your families. Don't point fingers all the time. Are you perfect? No. Well, start change. And you will see what's going to happen in a family. Bless your children. How many time you spend with your children? Well, I'm working full time. I didn't ask you that. How many times you spend with your children? Are you blessing them? Are you speak favor over them? Are you examples? No. What you better do it now? You have a couple more years. They're going to be 18. Then what? Well, my kids, they don't do it. Well, because you are the problem, my brother. Don't point fingers. You change. If you have any problem in the families, my brothers, do we have any brothers here in the house? Come on, somebody. Don't point finger on your wife. You change. And you will see. Your household's going to change. Because I tell you, many times, we talked to a couple in seminars. Women, sisters were crying. I said, why are you crying? Well, I would love to if he would just pray with me. And this guy, he's an elder. Well, I am praying myself. She's asking that you would pray with her. You need to be a priest in a house. You need to be the spiritual leader. You need to be, not her. And she is crying in a setting that she would pray with her own husband. Do it. Well, I never did it. Well, you better start to do it now. What kind of elder are you? We need to stand, brothers, for our families, and you will see the families will be transformed. Because one day, we're going to be standing before the living one, before the sovereign one, before the creator of heaven and earth, and we will be accountable. We will give account. What are we going to say? Well, my wife... No, I'm asking you, Peter, what you did for your daughters and for your sons-in-laws. So we are responsible. So that was incredible. They still be in touch. Because it was so hard for us. We are there 3 years, and now they're still calling us on Skype, Messenger, still, you know, messages. They are so close to us. It's awesome. So I was thinking, now they already have a after service. When we get up this morning, it's a 6 o'clock prior. Right now, if it's 12 o'clock, they have a 6 p.m. I always thinking what they do now. But I need to say, Daddy, help me to not think because I'm here now. I'm really praying that. Please help me that I can focus what I'm here and enjoy our family. We have 3 daughters and we have 5 grandkids. 1 granddaughter, Anichka, and 4 boys. So if we can, we can see them. They live in Seminole, Largo, and another one lives in Northport, where we live. So that's a blessing. So Viana was sharing what she was doing. Praise the Lord. And this is not a boasting, but this is like an experience what I did. One time when we were itinerating, one pastor from East Coast, he asked me, okay, Brother Peter, how many people you led to Christ? I wasn't counting, you know, with the first term, those 2 years. So now when I went second term, I was writing down. You know how many people, me or Jana, we led to Christ? They confess, we sat together, lay hands, and he said, I'm a sinner. I need a Savior. 62 people. And you say, well, no big deal. In a Czech Republic, wow, that's a huge deal. 62 people, old and young, small and tall. Awesome. So when the pastor's going to call me again, ask me, hallelujah, every name, every church, city, how old, when, I got it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And his last picture is when we depart, that's the church we came, that's a Jihlava church. Yes, it's a beautiful, beautiful growing church now. And we departed, and we know, and they also know, we will not come back to that city. Because, to be honest, 3 years we gave them all we could. We show them I was there, and we had boots on the ground. We pray, we intercede, we laugh, we cried, we support, we counsel. So now we are in a position, Lord, where you want us to now for these 4 or 5 years. Because actually, you know, we're going to be very close to our retirement age. So we are thinking 4 years is going to be the last mission for us. So when we go there, we're praying, Lord, where you want us to be again. So we are open, whatever it is. But we would like to continue, travel those churches, support men's ministry, kind of enhance a little bit more. They can have a firm, they can stand. Jana also, women's ministry. And it's all kinds of needs out there. We're asking, Lord, what it is. What it is. And also those seminars, teachings. Because when we told them we leave in August, man, it was so many things from January to August. Those retreats, you know, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thursday, Friday, sometime Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sometime all week long. And we minister, we teach the word, open the book of books. It was awesome. That's why they are so close to us. We become family. And now... I was also, you remember I said when I received Jesus Christ. I was listening what? Radio. So, you remember with the men's ministry, I was saying, but Lord, you know, I am... Many times it takes one person. Moses, one. David, one. It wasn't 15 Davids, only one. Thomas Alva Edison, only one. So God said, are you willing, Peter? So the radio, we always realize, wherever we go, it's always 25, 30, 40. If it's 50 members church, that's a large church in Czech Republic. Wow. So small congregations. But we can be only in one place. I'm not God. But I tell you, the waves of radio, they can be everywhere. Nursing homes, army, truck drivers, in gardens, apartments, hospitals. Everywhere. And you know what? When I was going up here, I was switching stations, Christian station left and right. In the Czech Republic, they have none Christian station. They have no digital Christian station, none, zero, right now as we speak. And God is putting me on my heart. I said, Lord, but how I can do it? Peter, you want to do it? I will help you. So, it would be awesome to have a Christian station that people they can turn on, maybe in a nursing home, maybe in a, somebody is just watching object, you know, maybe factory and listening. You never know how I was working on an orange grove, cutting the grass, and I received Jesus. So, we are praying. Because we talk with one lady, they have a, but they have an internet. They call it Trans World Radio, on internet only. You can read, you know, in your house. But when you go out, you don't have a... They have secular stations, you name it. But non-Christian radio. And the truth is, many missionaries, they try to do it. Same thing, I can say, well, they tried, they didn't make it. Well, you are not they. You want to do it, Peter? I'm going to help. You cannot do it, Peter. You have no chance. But with me, you can do it. And brothers, I know you pray for us because those prayers are very important. It's awesome how missionaries are covered by your prayers. And we can walk. In the Czech Republic, it's a spiritual warfare. It's unbelievable. Jana, she saw demons many times. Heads like a dragon. Real dragon. It's real stuff. Because what happened, generation after generation, they allow the secularism and all the humanism, and they change from Christianity. And now they're worshipping, you name it. So it's a lot of spirits. And they have strongholds there. They don't want to let go. They fight. But we have a name of Jesus. And when we go, we pray in the name of Jesus. People get set free. Thank you, Lord.
When Peter was sharing how many people we led to Jesus, I just want to let you know, I remember one woman. She was praying for her parents for a long, long time. Her mother last year was 74 years old, and Peter led her to Jesus. And after a couple of months, her father also received Jesus Christ. Why I'm saying that? Never stop praying. Never stop praying for your parents, for your grandparents, for your husbands, for your wives, for your brothers, sisters, for your family. Never stop praying. Pray. Pray. God is listening. God is listening. Doesn't matter how old. Don't wait. I don't know if it's somebody here who never received Jesus Christ. I just want to encourage you. Do not wait too long. Do not wait. I have a brother who December last year passed away. My younger brother. And I always was talking to him. 56 years old, Peter, remind me. I always talked to him about Jesus. He let us pray for him. He let us speak to him about God, about Jesus, about how awesome he is. He always asked us, how come we left all our grandchildren and children are in the Czech Republic now? He may had many questions, but never was the time. He always said, maybe next time. And December, when he was in a coma, I went to church. I went to hospital. And they gave me 1 hour to spend with him. And I led him to Jesus in the beginning and the end. And I said, Lord, I don't know what plans you have for my brother. I do not know. But whatever you will do, if you take his life or you will spare his life, it's fine with me. And my brother, after 12 days, he woke up. And I was having sinus infection. I was able to go to see him. He went home. He was walking. He was eating. He was doing everything, enjoying his life. After 12 days being home and spent Christmas with his wife and children, he developed again high fever and he developed sepsis infection and he died. He died. See? And I was thinking many times, I said, Lord, why you spared his life and you took him? And Lord said, Jana, I give him 12 more days to speak to his family, enjoy his children. And his wife said, when he came from hospital, he was different. He was smiling, he was crying all the time, he was thanking me. He was so patient with the kids, he closed the doors and he was speaking to his son for 2 hours. He was different. And I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, my brothers and sisters, one day, I know you guys, you are awesome. You have a great pastor. You are on missions. All the flags, they stand for country. And you know which one is Czech Republic? Yeah! That's one that is flying all the time. That's a Czech Republic. That was actually a flag of Czechoslovakia. Czechs, they kept the old flag, and Slovaks, they have different flag now. So one day, we're going to be all, like Pastor said, nations upon nations and language on language and, Kinyar, you name it, tribes, different faces. They're going to be standing there and worshiping the living one, the sovereign one. And somebody's going to tap you on the shoulder and said, thank you. I'm here because you gave, you sacrificed. So, brothers and sisters, thank you for your support, for your prayers. May God bless you richly. Every one of you. And I pray in Jesus' name that His presence and His favor be upon all of you in Jesus' mighty, limitless, powerful name. Amen.
All right, I'm going to ask our ushers if they would prepare, please. Just while they're preparing to receive the offering, I just want to tell you what I believe God has laid on my heart for the next few moments. Bruce, if you're able to come, if you want to come, because we're going to sing again. What we're going to do is this. We're going to take up the offering for our guests today. And this will be the third and last time I tell you. I encourage you to give generously and to give sacrificially. And once we've taken that offering, then I believe that God wants to touch some people today. I'm going to ask if Peter and Jan, I didn't talk to them ahead of time, if they would be available to pray with people. And after the offering, and we're going to call our prayer team forward, and Pastor Jan's going to come back. And we're going to sing, and we're just going to open it up. You know, they talked about so many things that God did over there. But you know what? God's over here too. And I believe there may be some people here that need to be touched today. And we want to give you opportunity to receive prayer today before we dismiss. So right now we're going to take the offering. Okay? And you know what? I just want to say a prayer over our guests, and then we're going to take up that offering, and then we'll do what I just said, okay? So, Father God, I thank you so much for bringing Peter and Jana to us today. Lord, thank you for the testimonies they were able to share, and we can rejoice with them in what you've done and know that we had a part to play in that because we are partners with them. And God, this offering we're taking now, we pray that you would multiply it over and over and over in its effectiveness. But Father, we pray for Peter and Jana that you would just minister to them in a powerful way as they're home or here now, traveling around, going from church to church, city to city. Keep them safe as they travel. Father, as they have opportunity between services to visit with their children and grandchildren, may they have wonderful family times. And God, I pray that as they go back, Lord God, they've only been home a short time, so they'll be here for a while, but they're going to go back. It may be their last time to go back. It may not, Lord. That's one thing I appreciate about them. They're so open to whatever you want. We pray, dear God, that their next season over there would be even more powerfully manifesting your presence, Lord, and do a great work. Bless this offering now, we pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.